Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice and how to use your voice, ladies, to speak confidently in any situation, whether it's work, home, play, on dates, whatever. Keep listening to this week's episode and you're going to learn some tips and hints that you never knew that's going to help you achieve your goals. Let's have a little chat about articulation and pronunciation, ladies. So, let's have a little thing. So, reducing your filler words in your speech can make your communication so much more effective and professional, my dear. And I've just got a few tips I want to share with you because I can do filler words. It depends on who I'm talking to, actually. It depends on who my listeners are. I try not to do it too much, but sometimes it can be unconscious, and don't, like, you know, tell yourself off very crossly if you do it. They're a natural part of when you're talking, okay? So let's give a few tips just to help you, my lovelies, to reduce the filler words, improve your articulation, pronunciation. You ready? You got your pens and papers, girls? So slow it down. And as I'm teaching you, I'm teaching to myself, okay? Because I love chatting and I know sometimes I like to go fast. And I know that. And so you just be aware of it and who your listeners are. Slow it down, because speaking too quickly can increase the rate and usage of filler words, because you're trying to ram two or three words together to fill in the gaps in your speech. And so take a breath. Just then it slows you down, isn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah, you like that? Take a breath, slow down your pace, use dramatic pauses. Don't have to be dramatic pauses, but pause in between points and sentences. Give yourself time to think about what you're going to say. And that also gives your listeners a chance to process what it is that you just said also. Okay? So slow down. That will improve your articulation, pronunciation. And as I say, be aware of what your filler words are. Mine are in it. I just did it then. Some people, I remember, as I said, that some of my teachers at school, you'd have the English teacher, she used to do one like I can't really do it, but she used to make that type of noise. And then so once you're aware of them, you can work on reducing them and replacing them with silences, with a question, with let's move on now, for a sentence that moves the conversation on, okay? So be aware of what your filler words are. And I'm not the filler words police, but I'm telling you to eradicate it. I'm saying just be aware of them so you can reduce them so they don't take away from the detail and the power of what it is you're sharing with your listeners, okay? Now, to be more of a confident speaker, you have to take every opportunity to speak. Whether it's doing the presentation at a school fete, reading the announcements at church, or you're going to your children's school to do the teacher's assembly, teacher-parent assembly. You have a live podcast, you speak on video live, you talk. You have to talk. Yeah, there's no other way around it. I know you thought there was a magic pill or something, but you actually have to practice more. Have more opportunity to speak confident. Then you're going to less rely on filler words to get you through. And as I say, like, consider joining, an improvisation group or a drama group, and practicing speaking in front of the mirror with a friend. And of course, I'm always here with my group coaching sessions. If you haven't joined, like, where you at, my dear? That's going to help you improve with leaps and bounds. Go onto my website, leanneturner.com, if you want to know more. If you want to improve, please come and join me. What are you doing sitting down listening to me? Yeah, I want you to improve. Let's do it together. And another thing that's going to help you improve your articulation is using complimentary hand gestures. So using hand gestures that complement what you're saying when you communicate. If you're talking about an open field, you need to open your hands. If you're talking about a small, succinct percentage of people, you need to make your fingers small. And this will also give you time to think about what you want to say next as well. So use hand gestures that support what you're saying. And remember, my dears, reducing your filler words, it's going to take time. It takes practice. But if you do consistent effort, whether that means you practice daily on reducing them or weekly, you go to improv classes, you come to my coaching sessions, whatever, be consistent and you can improve your communication skills and you can be a more effective speaker in whatever environment you go to, my loves. Yay. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you got so much out of it. All of these speaking confidence tips that you've never had before, or never in the way that I delivered it, right? I cannot wait to hear how you're going to improve and put them into practice and be amazing in your upcoming interviews, presentations, team meetings, just speaking confidently to your friends or on dates, my dear. I have got your back. And in that way, you know I've always got your back, and I want you to show and improve, yeah? So I wanted to tell you, if you haven't been with me before, you know your homegirl loves to speak confidently and help all my friends to do so as well. And if you're listening to this podcast, you must be one of my friends. So I want to bring you on board to this amazing course that I've got out, which I know, not think, but I know is going to help you. It's called How to Improve Your Voice in 5 days. How to speak more confidently in 5 days. Have you ever been able to do that? No, because you ain't had me before in your life. So this course is going to help you go through a range of different motions and techniques and tools that I always keep for my coaching clients. I'm going to talk to you about mindset, about articulation, pronunciation, all of that good stuff. You can go onto my website, leanneturner.com, check out the course there. And I know this is going to move you from where you're at right now to the level of speaking confidence that you need to be.